Open up your Bibles, please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. Hebrews 5:14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. The Word of God says, I'll tell you what, let's start off in verse 12, please. Verse 12 through 14. God's Word says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Let me say that again. In the last verse, it says, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Tonight, what I want to talk to you about is being tuned up in the spirit realm. Being tuned up. You know, just about everything that on this earth, sooner or later, is going to wear out. It's going, the Bible says that, I mean, not the Bible, but the vehicles we drive, the cars we drive, from time to time, they're going to need a tune-up, right? They're going to need to be taken in after so many miles. They're going to need new spark plugs. You can have your injectors on your carburetor cleaned out. The oil change. You have to have maintenance. You have to have your vehicle tuned up. If it's not tuned up, those of you that have that knows anything about mechanicing knows that it can get out of timing. And when it gets out of timing, it'll let off a big boom. Boom! That's because it's out of timing. And it backfired, right? Y'all ever heard that before? That's kind of scary when you're going down the road and somebody pulls up in a jalopy. And next thing you know, they go getting taken off and boom! You think a bomb just went off. It was because the timing on the car is off and it lets off a big combustion. Well, in the spiritual realm, we all need to stay tuned up in the spirit. You know, if you are a carnal Christian, you are moved by your five senses, touch, taste, smell, hearing, so forth. And if you're a carnal Christian, you are more, you lean more to what's going on in the world. And instead of using your sixth sense, which is by faith, and knowing God's word, and you are a mature Christian, you don't walk by sight, you walk by faith. Amen? So the thing that you see in the natural realm does not really hinder your faith. You're able to look past that because you know what God's word says. But there's a lot of people in the Christian world today that they are not tuned up in the spiritual realm. They don't even understand the time, signs of the time that we are living in. They don't understand it. You can talk to Christians that are dull or living in the carnal realm, and you start talking about the catching away, the rapture of the church, that in the twinkling of an eye, we all going to be caught up and we're going to be gone, and we're going to be caught up in the air with the Lord, and so shall we ever be. And they'll look at you like, what are you talking about? You start talking to them about the signs of the times, and they don't have a clue. There's a lot of Christians today that don't even love Israel. I said a lot of Christians don't even uphold or love or stand behind Israel. The Bible clearly tells us that we need to always stand with Israel. We should love them. We should pray for them. That they were God. They are God's chosen people. And we were grafted into the vine. Amen. But God's chosen people are the Israelites. And we are supposed to love them. I know that they have gone astray. But listen, they're family to us. As a Christian, they are our family. They are blood brothers and sisters. And we are to pray for them, uphold them. But there's a lot of people in the Christian world that don't see it that way. You know why? They're not tuned up. They don't see what God sees. They don't believe what God says. They don't see what God sees. And they're not tuned up. And the trumpet was to blow today. I think some of them are so dull of hearing that they wouldn't even hear the trumpet blow. But yet they sat in churches on Sunday morning. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
We need to get tuned up in the spiritual realm. I like to think about, we need to talk about spiritual perception. What we should perceive in the spirit. You know, when God began to do things, he lets his children know what's going on. Right. And if we read the Bible, we can't tell the day or the hour when Jesus is coming, but we can tell the seasons.
Amen.
That are approaching us. Amen?
Amen?
We should know, hallelujah, that the end is near.
Close.
If you tuned up.
Amen.
If you ain't tuned up, you may think, well, you may be like some of the people that mocked and made fun of those that said Jesus is coming. They'll say, we've been hearing that for thousands of years.
Right.
Amen? But people that ain't tuned up don't discern good and evil, and they don't discern the signs of the times because they're not tuned up. We need to have eagle eyes in our spiritual life. An eagle can see something a long way off, right? They can see what other animals can't see. An eagle, if you have an eagle's eye, man, you can spot a rabbit 3 miles down the road. An eagle don't miss much. It sees very good. And Christians need to have that kind of perception in the spirit. We need to be able to see what God is doing in our day and time. Amen?
Amen.
We're living in some exciting times.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But if you don't discern the times, you'll just get complacent as a Christian, get bored with coming to church, get bored with serving God. Just want to sit in the boat and just Cadillac along. But I tell you what, we don't want to miss Jesus when he comes.
Amen.
And he is coming.
Amen.
There's so many signs about us. We could talk about that all night tonight, but I have another direction we're going to go take it to. The thing about having spiritual perception or being sensitive, let's say being sensitive to the Spirit. The word sensitive means to be able to perceive or be aware of. I perceive, I'm sensitive that something's fixing to happen. God ever showed you something before and when you was fixing to make a decision and God said, wait just a minute. If you are tuned up, you can hear God say, stop. And he don't have to yell when you're tuned up. Okay? When you have dull hearing is when you have to speak real loud. Whenever your kids ain't listening to you, that's when you have to yell to get their attention. But you shouldn't have to use a loud voice. You shouldn't have to yell. They should listen to your still, small voice. You shouldn't have to yell at children to get them to obey you. Amen?
Amen.
That means their hearing is dull. And they are inclined to a rebellious heart or spirit if you have to keep yelling to get their attention. To be sensitive in the spirit, we need to learn to stay in the flow of God's will and his direction. And his direction can change. The winds can change. The seasons can change in your life. And you need to know when God said, your season is over, the wind has changed, and you need to go in this direction. The Word of God said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. If a man is tuned up, when the Lord speaks, he will go in the direction that the Lord says go in, regardless of what everything else says. Everything around you may say, this is a bad decision. But on the inside, God knows it's the right way. And you've got to trust Him instead of the world says, this is the right way. Everybody's going in this direction. Listen, don't follow the world. The Bible said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. But it said, wide is the road that leads to destruction. And many are going to be on that road. Right? You don't want to be following the crowd in the last days. The crowd is going to miss it. Amen? The crowd is going to miss God because they're not tuned in. They don't know the words of the living God. It's written in here. They are not tuned up. They are not. Their ears are not able to hear what the Spirit had to say. You know, the Bible said, let him that has ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. Right. Jesus said that. That means everybody that hears the Word of God don't hear what the Spirit's saying.
Amen.
They got dull ears. They hardly hear it. Any of God's direction can change. It can shift. You've got to be ready to go with the way that God's moving you in these days. Whatever He's saying, you need to be willing to obey it. But you got to know that you have to be sensitive to hear God's voice. Amen? Now, Moses. Let's talk about being unsensitive. Unsensitive in the spirit. When you're unsensitive or you have dull hearing, you're not tuned up in the ways of the Lord or the direction of the Lord, you can miss what God is doing or saying when you're not tuned up. You know, when you're tuned up in the spirit, and all of us, the thing about the anointing, it's the anointing. All of us can be anointed as believers. But there is, being tuned up is a whole different idea than just being anointed. Some people can hear things and you not hear them. Some people can sense things in the spirit that you don't sense. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about people that are on solid food, the Bible talks about, that's able to discern between good and evil. There, whenever you're tuned up, you can sense when the presence of the Lord comes into a service.
Amen.
When you're tuned up. I've seen the Spirit of the Lord come into a service and people pick up on it that are tuned up. And I've seen people in the same service didn't have a clue that Jesus just walked into the building.
Amen.
That's right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, if Jesus walks in the building, it ain't time for you to go take a bathroom break. Water break. If Jesus comes into the building, it's to honor, respect. Let's see what Jesus wants to do. I'm here to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen?
Amen.
But people ain't tuned up. They always going in and out, in and out, in and out. They missing what Jesus is trying to do. The Holy Spirit can come in and get ready to move in the gifts of the Spirit. And if you tuned up, hallelujah, the Lord might use you and give you a gift. But if you ain't tuned up in the Spirit, I doubt you're getting a gift because you're going to operate in the flesh. Whenever you're mature, you eat ready for solid food, you're able to discern between evil and good, hallelujah, you're spiritually tuned up, God willing to impart a spiritual gift unto you.
Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all like to have a spiritual gift? Amen. I love operating or seeing the operation of spiritual gifts in a service. I love to see prophecy. I love to see healing. I love to see word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Those type of things are just mind-blowing, and they're spiritual. And whenever the Holy Spirit starts moving, hallelujah, if you're tuned up, you realize the Holy Spirit is doing something here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, when you're unsensitive, you're not tuned up, you can grieve the Holy Spirit and not even be aware of it when you're not tuned up. You can grieve Him. When the Holy Spirit comes in here, or in any church service, and He begins to move, it's time for us to join in with the Holy Spirit, whatever He wants to do. If He wants to heal, if He wants to prophesy, whatever He wants to do, we need to flow with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes when the Holy Spirit is moving, people grieve the Holy Spirit because they don't honor Him. When Jesus came through His own hometown of Nazareth, they grieved the Holy Spirit. They didn't even honor Jesus. When you don't honor Jesus, you grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said He could do not many miracles there. Only a few sick people got healed when He could have healed the whole city.
That's right.
Right? But people grieve the Holy Spirit. Whenever you get dull of hearing, your heart gets hardened, you're living in a life of sin, but yet still going to church, you can grieve the Holy Spirit and not even realize you have done it. That's how far you have gotten away from the Lord. That's dangerous.
Amen.
That's dangerous. When you can grieve the Holy Spirit and not even realize what you've done. Amen? That's dangerous. That's what happens when people get unsensitive. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 29, Moses came down from Mount Sinai. And he wasn't even aware that his face was glowing. The presence of the Lord was so strong upon him that he had been in the presence of the Lord for 40 days. When he came down off of that mountain, spending time with the Lord, the Bible says his conscience was glowing. On the movie Ten Commandments, he was just glowing, right? His hair was white. He came back and everybody was like in awe, like, whoo. You know who didn't know he had the presence of the Lord upon him like that? Moses didn't. He didn't realize he was glowing, but all the people realized, man, there is something different about Moses. He just spent 40 days with God. He comes off of this mountain, and they are like, man, something has changed in you and on you. It is evidence God is all over you, man. And he didn't even realize it. Okay? And then, at the same time, you got Samson that was highly anointed. Samson. Y'all remember Samson?
Sure,
yeah. Well, Samson had extraordinary strength when the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him. But he had a weakness. His weakness was women. And he laid his head in the lap of Delilah, which is the lap of the devil. And when he told her where his strength was, she shaved his head. And whenever they tied him up, he got up as usual, thinking that he still had the anointing. And he went to shake himself and shake off the enemies. But this time, the anointing was gone. It was gone. He had played around, toyed around with the anointing of God, and he had grieved the Lord, and the anointing lifted off of his life. And when it lifted off of his life, he didn't even realize it was gone. He thought it was still there. I'm telling you, if your heart ever gets so hard that you can't hear God, obey God, and you're not sensitive to the things of God anymore, you are in a dangerous place. Always pray, God, keep me sensitive to your Holy Spirit's anointing and your direction in my life, Lord.
Amen.
I want to know you. I want to obey you. I want to do whatever you want me to do, Lord. Keep me sensitive. Keep my ears open, Lord, to what your Spirit is saying in this hour. I want to know, Lord. And whenever you go with God, hallelujah, you're going with a few. Because a lot of folks can't hear for themselves.
Right.
How many of y'all have ever had somebody call you up and say, I can't hear God no more? I can't hear God. What's God saying? What's God saying? Well, you don't have to be an evangelist, pastor, prophet, apostle, or any of those fivefold ministries to hear God. Every believer has the Holy Spirit living inside of him. And if we live a life worthy of the Lord, hallelujah, and sensitive and tuned in to the Lord will speak to every one of us. I was thinking about the people on 9/11, on September the 11th, 2001. There was a lot of people that testified that day they woke up and they felt like staying home, that they shouldn't go to work that day. And there was probably a lot of people that had the same feeling, being children of God, being Christians, had the same, God was dealing with them, trying to save their life. That's why it's so crucial that you can be sensitive and hear from God, because God can give you warnings of disaster that's ahead. Okay? And God dealt with some of them stayed home. Those that stayed home lived. Those that said, I can't stay home. I don't have any vacation days. I got to go to work. I got to pay the bills. And they went right through the red flags that Jesus had at trying to keep them from disaster and destruction. Because, listen, them buildings going down that day didn't surprise Jesus. Hello? There ain't nothing surprising the Lord. He knows everything all the time. The devil don't ever pull something out on God that God didn't know was coming. Okay? So, a lot of people went right on past the red flags and they died that day in those buildings. I believe God has warning signs for us to avert us from destruction if my people will listen. If my children will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Amen.
I'm fixing to give you something that whenever you're sensitive, you will realize when God is in it and when God ain't in it.
Right.
Okay? And that element, of that fruit that you're looking for when God is in it and when God ain't in it, you're looking for the fruit of peace. Peace. Turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. I'm trying to help somebody here tonight. The Lord dropped this in my heart the other night. Me and John were going through Chick-fil-A. And me and him got on the subject, and I got to talking about Joshua, we live in a day and time that people have to have their spirits tuned up. Tuned up. And then that message just started sparking up inside my spirit, man. So you got to tell God's people, you got to get tuned up. It's time to get the car in the shop, get some new plugs in it, get everything redone, because Jesus is coming. It ain't got nothing, when he comes, he ain't coming for the car.
That's right.
He coming for you.
Amen.
Amen. But you got to get tuned up. Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 6 and 7. Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Don't get over anxious. You want something? Don't get too anxious. God's timing is perfect. Sometimes we can get anxious, and you know what we do? We get ahead of God.
Amen.
When you get ahead of God, listen, there ain't one thing you can do. Stop and go back.
That's right.
Because if you keep going forward, you're going to mess up more and more and more. You get, you know, if you ever are going on a long trip, back in the day, we didn't have Siri to say, take me to so-and-so. We used to have to stop by the 7-Eleven stores and go in there and say, hey, where's Ocala, Florida? Where is so-and-so? And they would say, yeah, well, yeah, you need to, miss the road. You need to go back. Well, the further you keep going without stopping and getting some direction, the further you get off course.
That's right.
Then you got to go that much further back. So it's better to recognize when you're lost. When you done messed up, it's time to stop and to go back.
Yes.
And whenever you're sensitive, you can know something just don't feel right. I feel like I'm lost. Siri may even be telling you, you're on the right road. But inside here, it's like, son ain't right. How many of y'all know Siri will take you in a circle?
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Siri got me, if I'd have went where Siri told me to go one day, I'd have been in a river. Take a right here. I told that guy behind me, I said, that's a river. This thing telling me to take a right. Lord have mercy. Anybody ever been there and done that?
Yeah.
Listen, in Luke chapter, I'm going to come back to Philippians. In Luke chapter 2, verse 41, you can read it for yourself. Joseph and Mary went to celebrate the Passover. They went to Jerusalem.
That's right.
And they had baby Jesus with them. And they took Jesus, and Jesus was about, I think he was around 12 years old or so. And they took him with them. And when the feast was over, I guess they had many people with them. And they all packed up and they all left and went back to their home. Nazareth, I'm assuming. And after they had already traveled a day, Mary said, where's Jesus? They done left baby Jesus in Jerusalem. It takes them 3 days to get back to where Jesus is. And when they find Jesus, Jesus said, you ought to know not going to be about my Father's business. But the thing about what we want to learn out of this is they got their plans. They had got so far in their plans and their journey that they had forgot about the number one, the Messiah they have left behind. And thank God they came to their senses and went back and picked him up. Amen?
Amen?
But what that tells us, sometimes we can get ahead of God and miss God's timing because we so hell-bent and determined, I'm going to get this, I'm going to do this, this is going to be my way.
That's right.
And you leave Jesus behind.
That's right.
Then when all hell breaks loose and everything starts going all wrong, then you start wondering, man, did I miss God? Yeah, you missed him a long, about 3 months ago.
That's right.
And look what, you're going to have to ask God to fix now.
That's
because
right.
You done got ahead of him and left him. And the only thing you can do if you get ahead of God is stop, go back, and repent. Ask God to forgive you for getting ahead of him.
Amen.
Now, real quick, stay right here, Bart. The indicator that you got to have in these last days to be tuned up is this thing called peace. The peace of God. The Bible says in verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You got to let the peace of God be the umpire and call the shots in your life.
Amen.
When there is an absence of God's peace in any given situation, it's time for you to put the brakes on. You need to be spiritually tuned up to say, man, I got a decision to make and I need to make it. They want me to make it right now, but I don't have a lick of peace.
That's right.
And if I ain't got a lick of peace, well, you know what we got to do? Stop.
Amen.
Ain't proceeding further. We're going to stop right here till I get some peace. And if I ain't got no peace, I ain't making no decision.
That's right.
Amen. I'm talking to somebody here tonight. Whenever there's an absence of God's peace, There's an absence of God. You have done, got ahead, and gone too far, and you have left God in the dust.
Right.
It's time to go back. You know, we have to make a lot of choices down here on planet Earth. A lot of choices. Business deals. Brother Jeremy come to my mind. He's a businessman. From time to time, got big business decisions to make. Could be thousands on the line. Could be hundreds of thousands on the line. Could be a half a million on the line. I don't know. All I know is you can't be led by the money. You got to be led by, is God in this thing? And if God's in this thing, there's going to be peace in this thing. And if God's peace ain't in this thing, I don't care how much money's involved, this thing going to hurt me in the end.
Amen.
This thing going to bring a curse to me instead of a blessing if I ain't got no peace. But you know how many people leave God in the dust? Because they need to make a decision, and it's based on money. Some people move from one spot to another spot. And they may be a job move, being relocated. And the money's going to be better. You're going to get a raise. You're going to have insurance. You're going to have all these positives if you move. But what should you do when you get that kind of opportunity? You stop. You take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
You get down on your knees. You seek the face of the Lord. You find out, what are you saying, God? I have a great opportunity here. It looks like I'm sitting on a gold mine if I leave, Lord. It's got to be you. And you can't get no peace. When you don't have no peace, that is God speaking to you saying, stop. I ain't in this. But if you ain't tuned up, and if you're led by the five senses, you're going to leave what God has you and go move somewhere else for some dollar sign that's going to lead you into a divorce, to lead you in calamity, to lead you astray from God, because you're chasing after the money instead of hearing from God.
Amen.
Whenever you move as a Christian, you need to know God is in this or God is not in this. And if God is not in it, there won't be an ounce of peace.
Amen.
But if God's in it, it may not even make no sense. They ain't promised you no raise. They ain't promised you nothing. On paper, it don't even look like it's going to pan out. But you have an opportunity to make a decision. And you seek God. And on the inside, you have peace. It don't make no sense, but I have peace. Go with the peace. God said that he'll guard your heart and your mind with his peace. But when there's an absence of peace, that means there's red flags up. That means there's caution lights up. That means God is trying to get your attention, say, stop right there. Don't go proceed any further. Wait on me if you don't have no peace. People ain't tuned up today. They flesh led instead of spirit led. I had an opportunity one time, real quick, to transfer to South Georgia when I was working with the USDA. They kept putting pressure on me to move to a little town called Lumber City, down close to McRae, Georgia. And they kept wanting me to take that plant. They gonna give me a raise, they gonna pay all my moving expenses, everything. I praying. Thank God I had enough maturity to know if they ain't no peace, I ain't going. And I was really a young Christian, but I had been studying the Bible. And I knew through other preachers and reading the Word of God that if I didn't have no peace, I ain't going nowhere. My supervisor kept putting pressure on me. Pressure. You know, whenever the Holy Spirit's leading you, he ain't pushing you.
That's right.
He ain't pushing you. If you feel some hands on your back and ain't pushing you forward, that ain't the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads you. He's ahead of you, not behind you, pushing you. He's ahead of you saying, follow me, go this way. And I prayed and I prayed and I could never get no peace. After about a month or so of this, my supervisor got so upset with me. He said, I gotta know something. I gotta know something. I kept telling him, no, I can't go. I ain't heard from God. He didn't understand that. I ain't got no peace. He don't understand that. I gotta have an answer. Finally, after about a month or so, he called me and he was pushing. And I felt it. And I said, I ain't going. I said, if you need an answer right now, the answer is no. I don't have any peace, and I am not going. He got mad with me. But after about 4 months went by, I found out why I didn't take that job. Because that plant shut down. The owner that owned it shut the whole plant down. I'd already moved my family. I'd have moved my family and my trailer and my youngins to Lumber City, and they got mosquitoes down there as big as my hands. They'd have toted us off by now.
Amen.
They'd have sucked all the blood out of us. But God said, don't move just because the money's good. They're going to pay all your expenses. Everything looks hunky-dory. God said, I ain't in it. And I knew he wasn't in it because I didn't have no peace. If God's in it, there'll be peace in it. Amen. I've seen so many people destroy their lives because they were hell-bent determined. I'm going to get this. I'm moving. I'm doing this. I'm doing whatever. And they get ahead of God. And man, only later to figure out we miss God. And it costs so much. It pays to be tuned up in the spirit and to be able to hear from the Lord. My wife is tuned up. When my kids used to mess up, she'd already know it. I heard that same thing about Tanya. You can't pull up nothing over on mama. If they tuned up, they'll know. Whenever you tell a mama a story, mama knows if you tell them a story. So ain't no use trying to pull one over on her, I'll tell you. She might not even say, I know that you just told me one, but she knows because she's tuned up. Amen? But in the spiritual realm, as Christians, we need to be tuned up in this day and time. Don't let the devil pour nothing over on you. Stay tuned up. How do you stay tuned up? Real quick, pray. Read the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit. If you know how to pray in the Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Ghost, praying in the other tongue, if you can pray in the Spirit, that will bring revelation, that will bring enlightenment, that will just strengthen your spirit, man, tremendously, if you know how to pray in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, you need to inquire of the Lord and learn how to pray in the Spirit because, oh man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But if you'll pray, if you'll set up under God's Word, you'll get, ask God, Lord, give me ears to hear what you're saying. I want to know, Lord. I don't want to mess up. God will make sure you've tuned up if you want to stay tuned up. But a lot of it's got to do with your hunger. A lot of people today Wednesday night church is nothing. They don't care if they come or they go. They ain't staying tuned up that way. They ain't staying tuned up. Tuned up folks know what Jesus is doing in our day and time. He's coming. He's coming. Y'all stand with me. If you've been listening to us by media tonight, it was our honor to come into your home. We hope that the sermon blessed you. It's our desire that everybody stay tuned up in the Spirit. No matter where you are, hallelujah, seek the face of God, read His Word, pray in the Spirit, and stay tuned up. And God will use you in these last days, and nothing, you won't be caught unaware when these things come upon us in the last days. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.